It is time now for Kids Q here on 97.9 The Hill, a special edition of Kids Q since we are getting closer and closer to Christmas Day. As always, this segment is designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, and it is made possible by Glee Kids, now open in Southern Village. Shop for kids' clothing, books, toys, games, and gifts. Glee Kids offers big style for your little one. And since we're down to the wire on holiday shopping, if you haven't checked your list once, let alone twice, stop by Glee Kids and snag those last-minute gifts. For this week's Kids Q, I'm joined in the studio by 97.9 The Hill's own Aaron A.J. Johnson and Victor Lewis. Guys, how are you doing? Happy Wednesday.
Great. I'm doing fantastic, especially hot on the heels of that radio. What was that big style for your little one?
That's right.
That's a fantastic slogan.
And it is.
Elbow dropped with the, like, you may have not had time to check your list once, let alone twice. Yeah, dude, I'm down.
Well, let's be honest.
Happy
if you
holidays.
Haven't checked it once, you more than likely haven't checked it twice.
No. Yeah, who has time for that besides Santa Claus himself? Not me.
Well, along those lines, let's hop into today's kids' question of the week. It is about Christmas in some form or fashion. Your kids' cue is, in your opinion, when does it officially feel like the holiday season?
Ooh. All right.
I have some very specific answers to this question myself.
I have a very spicy take.
Okay, let's start with you. Let's hear
very
the spicy take.
All right, so first...
Are you a week of Christmas psycho?
Hold on. So we need to split this up first, because there are technically two starts to the holiday season, if you think about it. Basically, it starts around Thanksgiving, when every store, restaurant, whatever, is playing Christmas music now the day after Thanksgiving. So Black Friday, basically, is when the quote-unquote holiday season starts. But I think that's just commercial purposes.
I think you're right.
Personally, yes, I'm one of those week-of psychos.
Yeah, that's... It's a fair perspective. Like, I'm not going to trash you about it. Obviously, my opinion was known in the equating it with psycho behavior. I do think.
Can you expand a little more why that is and what it is about the week of?
I enjoy Christmas. I do. I love it. It's a great time of the year. You get to spend time with friends, family, all this other stuff. You get to go to parties, eat food that you don't have during the rest of the year. Why we feel like we got to extend it an entire month? It's dumb. We do not need to extend it. The entire month of December is not given over to Christmas. The first 2 or 3 weeks of December, guess what? That's still just another month. Still got to go to work. Still got to do all this other stuff. It's the week of. It really is. Who's really getting into the quote-unquote... If you're getting into the quote-unquote spirit at the end of November, I'm sorry, you're the psycho.
I think a lot of people have transitioned that way following the commercial lead of we're going to start playing Christmas music.
If you're
music
running
early,
around at the end of November,
reactionary position. There's too much Christmas.
Yes.
Last Christmas.
Yes. If you're running around at the end of November with reindeer antlers on, you were what's wrong
well,
with this?
Of course not, but to take Thanksgiving's role out of Christmas entirely, I feel like it's cheapening both holidays, because Thanksgiving, while its own thing, is the shotgunning a beer in the parking lot of Christmas. It is the pregame.
It's the pregame.
It is the pregame for the holiday. It's mostly the same foods in a lot of ways. You see your family, you do that like togetherness thing, and then you all split away and do it again like a month later.
Okay, well, hold on. But see, here's the thing. Then technically that supports my position.
Oh yeah, totally.
So why are we taking two separate holidays and just turning them into one? It cheapens both.
Well, again,
by having the entire month in between just be a celebration of the next holiday.
So all of this is the end of the year, like, feasting season, right?
I was going to say, not to get too technical with the question, but the question is, when does it officially feel like the holiday season? Not necessarily, you can
holiday,
interpret that
singular,
as,
not duo.
As well, but there are so many holidays that happen between the stretch of Thanksgiving and Christmas. You also have Hanukkah, you also have Kwanzaa. My answer to this question is simply when it gets cold. I have not felt particularly in the holiday season all that much this year because we have consistently had weather in the 60 degrees.
It's going
it
to be 70 on Christmas
that.
Day.
That doesn't feel like the holiday season to
no,
me.
It doesn't.
Holiday season is getting on some thick sweaters, getting ready for, you know, the chance of snow popping up in the radar for where we live. It's kind of more along those lines than... like looking at a specific date for me.
Yeah.
That's when I feel like it officially starts to feel like it's time for the holidays.
And that ties you back to the agrarian, like, feasting season roots of the holiday, right?
Oh,
like,
we've
all been suffering. Everything has been cold. Harvest was so long ago. Let's get together in a house and eat a meal and remember what happiness feels like. Like, that is what the holidays are sort of supposed to be. Halfway out of the dark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I'm with Brighton on it feels like holidays when it's cold. Nothing feels more like Christmas than it being cold and dark to me personally, because neither of those things are negative per se. Like, it's just part of the season. Honestly, it's fun. It's fun because it makes you appreciate the times when it is warm and bright.
Yeah.
And Christmas is.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Exactly. I don't even necessarily, I guess, associate it with it being dark outside. I associate Christmas Eve with that. I associate Christmas with maybe a crisp, clear day outside, you know,
maybe a little
overcast too, depending on if there's a chance of snow. But I'm also with you, AJ. Like, I can't listen to Christmas music until I'm decorating my tree, which is usually not right after Thanksgiving. It's a little bit after Thanksgiving.
The first weekend in December is when I will be putting up decorations and things, which that, like, I start feeling a little bit of the Christmas spirit, right? Just a little touch of that. But I'm not really in full swing until, like, week two, which Christmas is, like, what, the third week in December? So I'm not even that far off from your point of view.
I mean, it's more like
I'm not even
sure
what week it is currently.
More like the fourth.
So, I mean, it's with a grain of salt.
It's into the fourth week of the month.
Yeah.
But see, here's the other thing. Let's say you have a real Christmas tree. If you're putting that thing up the first weekend of December, it might be dead by the time Christmas rolls around.
Put some water under your tree. Don't let it just die. Hey, friendly Christmas tree advice.
Yes,
if you've never had a real Christmas tree and you don't currently have a bucket of water at the trunk, you should have done that yesterday. The second best day is today.
Don't do anything with an open flame near that plant.
No.
Here's a question, because my parents do a live tree, and because it takes so much work to put up and put down, they usually, and I've grown up getting used to the tree usually being up into the new year, and it getting taken down sort of like, I guess, the second weekend, maybe even sometimes of January. Like, sometimes it can extend a good bit, because my parents usually have a big tree. So when do you guys, in your opinion, think that holiday season ends? Is it as soon as Christmas is done, or kind of like when we get past New Year's?
Past New Year's.
My father's staunch position, the hard and fast rule in our house, is that Christmas tree better be gone by, like, nighttime on January 1st. That better be away. And that is something that I agree with.
It is.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think a lot of people feel that way, too, but it's so funny that it's, like, the rush to enter the Christmas holiday season so close on the heels of Thanksgiving, sometimes the day of for some people, and then we're so quick to then just, like, sweep it away as soon as the day has passed instead of kind of dragging it out.
Well, yeah,
because
they've been celebrating for a whole month.
Yeah, which is fun.
That's a great point. All right. Well, we do have some kid responses to this question.
Oh,
we
nice.
Were recently joined by Mackenzie and Malaya from Skajaja. Let's take a moment to hear what they had to say. In their opinion, when does it officially feel like the holiday season?
Like, even 2 weeks before Halloween. And, like, even when they put up Halloween decorations, you always still see the Christmas stuff come around. So you're like, oh, it's time for that season.
When Halloween's over, my mom's already bringing out the Christmas tree.
I feel like we all forget Thanksgiving.
I do love when the kids are on Kids Q. It makes it feel a lot more like Kids Q when the kids are on Kids Q.
I completely agree. I mean, responses like that help kind of get past our bloviating here.
It's Mr. SAT words McConnell.
It's good to hear some younger voices and you know, slightly more innocent thoughts on some responses to these questions.
This has been perfectly innocent.
Yeah.
I mean, except for the one Thanksgiving comment. But
right.
Hey, comedic value.
Well, I always have a great time hearing their voices, hearing y'all's voices and others here at 97.9 The Hill every Wednesday during Kids Q. And a reminder that if you're looking for fun, engaging questions to ask the kids in your life, maybe around the table this holiday season, you can head to chapelboro.com to find our full Kids Q archives. We've done so many of these throughout 2021, and it has been awesome every single week. Thanks again to Glee Kids, now in Southern Village, for presenting Kids Q. Be sure to follow them on Instagram at Glee Kids Chapel Hill to learn how your little one can join the conversation here on the air in 2022. Aaron A.J. Johnson, Victor Lewis, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.